This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. The New Hampshire Supreme Court heard oral arguments about the Northern Pass project today. The developer, Eversource, argues that the state's Site Evaluation Committee broke its own rules when it denied the project early last year, and that the massive power line construction project deserves another chance. NHPR's energy and environment reporter Annie Ropeek was at the Supreme Court today, and she joins me now in the studio. Welcome, Annie.
Hi.
So, Annie, the Northern Pass debates have been going on for over a decade, but I thought as of last year they were kind of going to be over. But why is the Northern Pass still being deliberated over?
So Eversource wasn't happy with how things turned out early last year after the project was denied at the State Site Evaluation Committee. So since then, they've just been appealing for a new hearing, for the ruling to be overturned in just every way that they can. The Site Evaluation Committee said they wouldn't rehear the project. And so the next step from there is for Eversource to take its case to the state Supreme Court. And so that's what they did today.
And what was it like for you to be in the room with these people on both sides of this issue who have really strong disagreements about how things should have gone?
Yeah, well, it was a pretty familiar scene. You know, we spent many, many hours and days in hearings that looked quite a lot like this, with the anti-Northern Pass folks in their orange shirts and the pro-Northern Pass folks wearing their union merchandise, and lots of lawyers that I knew. And everyone was sort of like, here we are again. And everyone sort of landed on opposite sides of the aisle in opposing groups, like they were at a wedding, even though the court was trying to get them to mingle. So it was a fairly familiar scene.
And what were the main arguments today?
So basically, Eversource was saying that the Site Evaluation Committee did not fairly consider the project, that they didn't do their legal due diligence in how they evaluated Northern Pass and the reasons that they denied it. So Bill Glahn was Eversource's main attorney, and he basically said that the SEC had all this evidence that Eversource gave them that they could have considered and they didn't, or when they did consider it, they didn't like it and that wasn't fair, and it just painted Eversource into a corner.
But what they did was put us in a position where we could not win.
And then on the other side of the table, you had opponents, including many environmental nonprofits, municipalities, and even a member of the Attorney General's office acting as counsel for the public, who said the SEC did follow its own rules. They did everything they were supposed to do, and they came to a conclusion that they are allowed to come to, and that it was on Eversource to prove that the project could pass legal muster and that Eversource did not do that.
The Supreme Court justices typically get to ask questions of the attorneys during these oral arguments. Did those questions reveal anything about how the court is leaning on this case?
Yeah, it's always really interesting to hear what they want to know and what they're kind of confused about as far as the arguments go. So we had at least one justice who seemed fairly pro-Northern Pass. She's a recent appointment, and she seemed to sort of side with Eversource in speculating that, you know, maybe it's not the letter of the law, but clearly the SEC should have given this project more consideration. You know, the deliberations ended way earlier than anyone expected. They didn't consider all the tests of code, but there is debate that the Supreme Court is going to have to work out about whether the law technically says that they have to do more than they did. And then you had other justices, including Chief Justice Robert Lynn, who were more skeptical at times and even said that Eversource sort of seemed to have this entitlement that they thought that they should just have an easier path through the SEC than they did.
There's sort of some presumption that if there's a way to get to this, you should allow it. And that seems to me to be, in some ways at least, inconsistent with the burden of proof.
So I think the burden of proof, that's really the central question. Was it on Eversource to prove that the project passed the legal tests, and did they do it? And that's really what the Supreme Court is going to have to figure out now.
So could this decision about Northern Pass potentially impact other energy projects in the state?
Absolutely. This case, I think, really beyond Northern Pass, has really interesting implications for how the Site Evaluation Committee functions going forward. You know, this is the body that's tasked with approving and reviewing the details, including construction details, of any large-scale energy project in the state. And we're definitely going to see a lot more of those in the coming years. These questions are still being worked out in court. This is why we have the court system. They're ironing out whether the law works and where it doesn't work, how we get into situations like this where people have different interpretations of that. And so the court's order in this decision, I think, could bring some clarity to future interpretations of that SEC law, or could send some direction to the legislature, who is the body that created the SEC, on ways they might reform its rules in the future.
So what happens next?
So we have at least 3 to 6 months to a year to wait before the Supreme Court rules in this case, and they might send the project back to the SEC for a new hearing, or they might uphold the SEC's denial of the project, in which case this iteration of Northern Pass would effectively be done. Eversource has said, though, that they are open to reapplying, starting basically from scratch with a new application for this project if they don't get the result they want in this case.
NHPR's Annie Ropeek, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thanks for having me.
And you can find more of Annie's reporting on the Northern Pass project at our website, nhpr.org.